Henry Klein, welcoming you to the readings of the I Ching. We're 14 years into these readings, Sunday to Sunday to Sunday, and it comes to you. We're around the world in so many countries, over 135 countries, and so many souls tune in to listen. Some people listen alone, some while they're walking, some in groups, and some with the one that you love. And the information comes to us at just the right time. So today, before you listen, ask a question, an internal question about your life path, love, commerce, art, whatever is in there, whatever question is, bring it out. Because that is the magic of the I Ching. It reaches in and talks to us about who we are in that great remembrance. The remembrance without time. Take a breath. You're home. So we look for guidance, proper behavior from the I Ching. We've drawn number 64, not yet crossing. Above is Li, the radiance, the fire, the brightness. Below is Khan, the gorge, the precipice, the snare. The wisdom, the cycle is ended, you're asleep. Now awaken as you stand on the shore of new beginnings. This is a time of preparation. You're experiencing the end of a major cycle, signified by drawing the last hexagram in the Book of Changes, number 64. God. Look to see where in the recent cycle you felt blocked. Here you'll find your path. Your path was blocked by an attitude. Got it? One where you thought you knew so much. Oh man, we thought we knew so much. We thought we could predict the future. That was arrogance in its most dangerous form. Now is almost the time to make the crossing to your freedom. But there's much to consider this time before you make the crossing. The oracle tells us in this time of preparation that as one cycle ends, another will begin. In this brief moment, before the next cycle begins, there's an open window, a window of opportunity. Be awake. Be cautious. Cautious not to repeat that fantasy that you can predict the future. Your steadiness and strength at this point in time will be to fully be in the now. In the knowing of now, you can set the tone and purpose of this coming cycle. This is not projection into the future. This is intent. On this shore, the inner voice of the critical, egotistic coyote, the trickster, is loudly telling you not to go. Don't go on that journey, man. Stay here. Yeah, it hurt a little bit, but it's more comfortable. You don't know what's going to be there, right? So really, stay here. It's a risk, man, setting out into the adventure of the unfamiliar. Know this, that voice of doubt is a liar and has no power to hold you, only the power you give it. You're now given notice as you stand on the shore to take stock of your situation where you are at the gateway of great knowledge and take stock of what you've done in preparation for this moment of time. And put all your preparations into the proper and perfect order. From this place, ask these questions. Have you tamed your inner chaos? Have you gathered the emotional, spiritual, and psychological nourishment necessary for the journey ahead. If the answers are positive, then you'll recognize a proper time to make your move. If not, set yourself to the wheel, make the necessary changes to have the clarity to know when to begin. Be in action and release situations and people that have held you and that you've held in bondage, the bondage of old programs, old ideas, and no longer useful patterns. This will summon freedom and lightness of spirit that will prevail as you release the doubts, guilt, and fear that have kept you from your heart's destined desires. It is on this road less traveled where you will illuminate why you are here at this moment in time. Have gratitude and the understanding that you are a beginner. And as a beginner, your most valuable teacher is your intuition, your inner voice of wisdom. Trusting your intuition, you will receive satisfaction, success, and love without condition. As this light shines, you'll learn to let yourself be loved. In that same light, you'll be loved with no confusion, no angst, no pain. Make the decision to embrace this love, and it will be yours as you're propelled by trust and love of self. Feel the exhilaration of walking your path. Walk with dignity and compassion and kindness and integrity. In this way, you come to the birthing of a creative cycle that begins with your intent to live the life you've desired. At this time, you'll need no translator, no shrink, no guru, no shaman or priest to tell you what's being said and how to behave. Rather, you'll know it from your intuitive voice of inner wisdom, the voice that got you here, standing full awake at this place, at this time, where you're fully exposed with no fear, no guilt, no shame. Close old chapters. Cut off dead weight with a sharp, swift sword of compassionate light. Your releasing of the old will free you from the bondage that's been holding you back for many moons. Here, be brutally honest with yourself and look to what or who you have been holding in bondage and swiftly release them. In that release, you will be free. For in a prison, the one that is most confined is the jailer. Yeah. Laugh, sing, and be joyous. It's that time. And it's time to turn to the poets, the artists, to the storytellers. Turn to love. Cross the river. Don't be afraid. In La Kesha Lakin, I am the other you. I like it that way. Namaste, my sisters. Namaste, my brothers. Sail on, man. Sail on. Namaste.